Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Webjet conference call. I would like to hand the conference over to your first speaker, Managing Director, Mr. John Guscic. Thank you, sir. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, and I'm delighted to announce the acquisition of Jack Travel. It's been a long story to get to the conclusion that we have in announcing that Jack is now part of our team. And it's been a little bit of a process of patience over a long period of time to enable this deal to be completed. So if I step back 10 years ago, I first met the respective CEOs of Jack, which were two businesses at that time. One was called Jack Travel, the other was Totalstay. They were significant customers of mine in a previous life. And I followed the progress of both businesses consistently over that period and have met with senior management at least 2 to 3 times a year, just in light of our emerging aspirations around building out a global B2B business. And the temptation since about 2011 is to do a deal with one or both of what are now the Jack businesses. However, at the time, we sort of didn't have the fundamental framework in place to enable us to fulfill the promises that we expect in building out a global B2B business. And realistically, we probably couldn't afford it until recently. So we've gone through a process of keeping close tabs on both businesses. We watch them merge, and as we have informed the market consistently over the last 2 to 3 years, we have been looking for acquisitions in the B2B space. And I'm naturally delighted to announce today that we've made the acquisition of Jack, as it was always our number one choice and it was our preferred option to facilitate and to grow the existing WebBeds B2B business. So with that brief summary, I'll go into slide 5 on the investor presentation, where I'll talk about the key rationale behind the deal, and I'll go through in a little bit more detail about what it is that we expect once we integrate the Jack business as part of our WebBeds organization. So as per the facts, Jack is a market-leading, predominantly European-based B2B travel business, delivering over around about £400 million in total transaction value, which we'll refer to as TTV going forward. Its transformation of the Webjet B2B business. For those who have followed our journey in B2B, it's been our stated objective to that we intend to build out a global platform that enables us to take advantage of the network effect of having global supply and global demand. There are two key components missing in our existing businesses. One was European cities, and the second is Asia. We've spoken about at our last update of the half year, and we announced our push into Asia through the organic strategy of launching the FitRooms business, and the acquisition of Jack clearly puts us in a strong position with European cities. The overall impact to our business is that it makes us the number two player globally in the B2B market, and most importantly, it also reinforces our position in Europe and then takes us from being a European sun and beach specialist to the second largest player in the European market, predominantly because of the strength of Jack in providing contracts, direct contracts in European cities. Which takes us to, it changes the scale of our business. It increases our direct contracting relationships from 10,000 to 17,000. Jack has an incremental, has 10,000 direct contracts themselves, the same number as WebBeds. There's an overlap of 3,000. It provides us with deeper relationships to our existing hotel suppliers, as well as adding significant new hotel supply to our business. The key factor in any acquisition that we've looked at over the course of the last couple of years has been, in order of priority, number one, are we able to improve our direct contracting capability? And the reason that's important is all value in our B2B business model is created off the back of those hotel contracting relationships. By entering into any potential acquisition, we look at that, and then we see what can we do with those hotel contracts and how do they fit within the parameters and the framework of how we operate. And then the second step we look at is the quality of the management team and what we can do with the individuals and how they can look at the opportunities that we have in the broader WebBeds group and how we can leverage that. The third thing we look at is technology. And we're naturally delighted that the Jack business has got strong senior management team. It's clearly got the direct contracts, and it's building out a scalable and leverageable technology platform that we will discuss shortly. The terms of the acquisition is we're paying £200 million. It's representing 10.5 times FY17 EBITDA. It's approximately 25% EPS accretive to our financial year results for FY17 on a pro forma basis before synergies. It's got an attractive earnings growth profile. It enhances our opportunity to build out a global business, but also enhances our ability via the synergies and revenue opportunities to build out a substantially more impactful, profitable business in our B2B market environment. I've already mentioned that we're delighted that the most important key senior management team are coming on board, and to demonstrate their commitment, the CEO is taking 30% of his net after-tax consideration in Webjet shares, and the rest of the senior management is taking 20% of their consideration in Webjet equity. Moving on to slide six, the acquisition of Jack Travel in the transactional overview is, I've just highlighted the key components. The only point to make in the first part of this slide is the business operates two distinct business lines. They are the FIT, or Flexible Independent Travel, which is the key component that's very, very similar to all of our other WebBeds B2B businesses, and has a small groups business, which accounts for about 7.5% of its TTV. It's not dissimilar to Sun Hotels, who also have a very small groups business. So the makeup is very similar to our existing business. The strategic rationale is that it's one of the largest independent B2B platforms by TTV. It's got a highly complementary operating footprint to us in terms of geography, product, wholesale, retail mix. And that's an important component. We'll talk about that, but it's the ability for the directly contracted hotels in European cities are going to be available to all of our distribution networks, whether it's the Middle East, the rest of our European business, or Asia and the Americas. And clearly, the key complementarity about this deal is the mix of hotel contracting between both of our respective organizations, between WebBeds and Jack, will offer us deeper inventory opportunities and margin opportunities as we compete in this marketplace. There are significant combination and integration benefits that we believe we will achieve. However, the primary strategic rationale for this acquisition is that we have already in our existing portfolio a high-growth B2B business, and we'll talk about that when we get to slide 19 and 20 further on in the pack. We believe we can propel the Jack business to grow along the lines of what our existing WebBeds business is. So the focus is not combining the two assets and looking at this as leveraging the cost base to provide an EBITDA improvement. it will be a continuation of our existing strategy of going for growth and looking for opportunities in a consolidating global B2B market and leveraging the scale and strength of the combined enterprise to enable us to achieve those objectives. And the second part, in making a substantial offshore acquisition, it transforms Webjet's business profile. The acquisition terms on page 7 are there. It's a combination of cash and Webjet shares, as I've called out. 9 million shares to the management team. The existing private equity owner has elected to roll over $20 million in Webjet shares. The funding will be for a combination of debt, equity, and cash on the balance sheet. We have approximately $145 million of cash and new debt funding, and we will be raising today $164 million through an accelerated non-renounceable entitlement offer. As previously mentioned, expected accretive EPS calculations are around 25%, and we actually enter for the first time in Webjet's history into a net debt position against EBITDA of slightly less than 0.5 of FY17 EBITDA. We continue to believe that we have a very strong balance sheet, and we have cash on hand, and should other opportunities become available, we would pursue those. I've mentioned that the existing and continuing management will receive Webjet shares. Their shares will be held in escrow for 18 months. The private equity owner shares will be held in escrow for 6 months. Acquisition is expected to complete on Thursday, the 31st of August. If we move to slide 8, the key points that I haven't covered is that Jack Travel operates two brands, Jack Travel and Total State. Jack Travel, in its current guise, is the combination of two businesses, the Total State business and Jack Travel. It has similar technologies and similar business models to the existing WebBeds model, where it has two primary forms of interface with customers. One is through their HTML websites, and the second is through XML technology platforms. The business was established in 1975. It was acquired by Vitruvian Partners in July of 2014. It's headquartered in London. It has 14 offices globally. It employs over 550 staff. As I mentioned, in 2015, Jack acquired the Total State Group, which virtually doubled the business overnight. And you can see that on an FY17 Australian accounting year, 30th of June calculation, their TTV was $398 million. If you go to the right-hand side of page 8, it shows that the strength of their European business, with more than three quarters of the sales being originated out of the European market, and a nice spread between Americas, APAC, and Middle East. And the destinations that they're selling is primarily Europe, with a small skew to the Americas. We'll talk about that and the implications for the broader WebBeds group in a few slides. Moving on to slide 9, as previously described, Jack is one of the largest independent B2B platforms by TTV. It's an interesting positioning for us in a marketplace that is changing. The B2B marketplace has been fragmented since its inception roughly 40 years ago, and there's been two or three larger global players, and then primarily single market or regional players who have populated the competitive landscape. Over the course of the last 12 months, the number one, two, and three players have elected to merge. creating an organization that, in approximate terms, is going to generate around about $10 billion in TTV. So they're a substantial number one. And with this acquisition, we become the number two player globally. We feel that the entrepreneurial management skills that the Jack team has in conjunction with our own and the scale benefit give us an enormous opportunity in a consolidating marketplace to substantially pick up share over the journey. And we believe that we have appropriate assets in place to enable that to occur. As I mentioned, the operating footprint in terms of geography, product and wholesale retail mix is highly complementary to the existing WebBeds offerings. It does fill in key gaps in our portfolio, predominantly being their strength in large European cities, and it bolsters our position in all of our other businesses in Asia, the Americas, and the Middle East. Jack's TTV margins are very similar to the WebBeds existing margins. We go to point three, increase the depth and breadth of the WebBeds inventory offering. WebBeds' directly contracted inventory footprint goes from 10,000 to 17,000. The journey as we've built out our WebBeds business is that we have continued since the 4 years ago when we launched the business in the Middle East to spend money building out a directly contracted inventory footprint. So it's taken us 4 years to get to 10,000. They've got a 10,000. There's an overlap of 3,000, which is important because one of the things that is valuable in our hands is not so much how many hotels you have contracted, it's how many rooms you have allocated under each contract. So the 3,000 overlapping hotels, we believe, will give us broader depth in the inventory allocation from our existing hotel partners. And we will also have a bigger footprint as a consequence of having 17,000 directly contracted hotels. The reason this has such strategic significance to us is that the largest market opportunity historically, and I believe going forward, will be the proliferation of independent European hotels that require third-party distribution support, which our business facilitates. The reason that the European market, and I've stressed this in all of my presentations over the course of the last 3 or 4 years as we talk about our B2B business, is so important is that that scale and that distribution reach can only be facilitated by partners such as ourselves out of the European market. And as a consequence of today's acquisition, with its strength in sourcing European hotels, it gives us a great access into that marketplace that would have taken us a number of years to procure independently. And it gives us access and broadens the distribution of those hotels being sold across our global platform. That is a compelling and attractive value proposition for our hotel partners. And we'll be delighted to start talking to them post the completion about what we can bring to that relationship with our hotel partners. So moving to point four, the opportunity to realize significant combination integration benefits. There is a heavily invested technology platform that Jack has undertaken over the last couple of years. Down the track, there are opportunities to realize cost synergy benefits. It's not the primary focus, and it's not what we will be looking at immediately. What our focus is, as I have mentioned earlier, is to look at the growth opportunities in front of us and to leverage the existing infrastructure to support that and to lower our cost to serve as we grow our business. One of the challenges that WebBeds as a division of WebJet has had is that we've continued to build out a cost structure ahead of our revenue curve. We've recognized that from day one, and we've continuously called that out. The opportunity of combining the Jack infrastructure means that our reliance on a heavy OpEx-related growth strategy has been mitigated to some extent by leveraging the existing network that they have and the combined strength and IT scale to enable us to reach more customers at a lower cost than we would do in an independent sense. The net impact of all of that is that it transforms the broader Webjet business profile. Our evolution continues from a regionally focused B2C player into a global travel business spanning both B2C and B2B markets. Our strength remains digital distribution, and we continue to deliver across both divisions within our organization, and I'll talk to you in more color when we get to slide 19 and 20 down the track. And it further diversifies our earnings base with B2B on a pro forma basis for FY17 accounting for 44% of our TTV. As I mentioned earlier, Jack is one of the largest platforms by TTV. It has 17,000 customers, 10,000 direct hotels. It has roughly 170,000 aggregated hotels for sale. Annualized, it completes 1.3 million bookings in Australian dollars at an exchange rate of the 1st of August. It's 657 million in sales or TTV, 32 million in EBITDA. And you can see graphically illustrated on the right-hand side of page 10 the impact to our pro forma WebBed B2B business. Moving on to slide 11, I touched on this earlier. We get 10,000 hotels that are directly contracted from Jack, 7,000 new hotels to the broader WebBeds pool, the additional 3,000 hotels that Webjet has an overlap should provide us with deeper allocations. The bigger the allocation you have per hotel, the more effective you are in distributing that on a global basis. If someone's got time, I'll give you a half an hour explanation down the track of how that all works, but it is meaningful. The 3,000 overlap will probably be as meaningful to us as the 7,000 incremental hotels. It was one of the reasons why the Thomas Cook deal was so important to us, because their 3,000 hotels gave us incredible depth in those specific properties. As I mentioned, direct contracts are a competitive driver in our B2B world. It's the basis upon which the business model is built. As we went through the due diligence process, we were able to look at their top 25 destinations and our top 25 destinations and what would the direct hotel contracting provide them. So in their top 25 destinations, it would provide them with 20% more direct product in the existing Sun hotels on Europe, using our European businesses as a proxy. In our existing Sun hotels business, we would get 44% more direct product in our top 25 destinations. So as simplistic as that those calculations are, it goes to the thesis that there is substantial room to grow if our existing profile remained the same. But we move to the next point, which is of the collective top 20 customers, 10 are meaningful for either Sun or Jack, but not both, would suggest that there are customer acquisition opportunities for both existing platforms, or the profile of what we sell can be enhanced by the complementarity of the hotel contracts that exist between our respective organizations. If you think back and you look at our WebBeds business of its journey, I have previously spoken about an optimal point of achieving 20,000 direct contracts. I probably would have said that for the first time in 2013 as I outlined the business model for the first time. I have reinforced that point many times over the course of the last 4 years. Today is a meaningful step in achieving our broader objective of getting to approximately 20,000 directly contracted hotels. And the reason I think that's important is our strategy is a little bit different to Jack's strategy. Our strategy is a little bit different to most of our existing competitors. Jack's strategy, and you can see it in the results, approximately 75% of their sales are directly contracted. The existing WebBeds business is around about 30%. By combining the business, we now have roughly 50% of our hotels are directly contracted. Where we see the sweet spot in our ability to lever the assets, it's when we get to approximately 20,000 directly contracted hotels. We then have direct relationships with all the key hotel chains. And then the balance of our portfolio offering is complemented by our third-party supply partners. And that will enable us to deliver the broadest amount of inventory to our partners. It will enable us to do that at an opportunity where we are able to derive a decent margin, and both Jack and ourselves have been able to deliver that over the course of our respective business lives. And at scale, it reduces our cost base per transaction to lower than anybody else's who operates in this space that I'm aware of. That ultimately is the destiny that we've been striving towards, and I think we're probably, 75 to 80% of our journey to that path. And the balance at the moment will probably be built out as we build out our Asian businesses to enable us to fulfill the remaining gap on our hotel sourcing strategy. So we talk about that, and then we go to slide 12, and it does the combination by TTV and by destination by TTV, respectively, by source market and destination market, of what this means to our business. It gives us broader exposure to Europe, and for all the reasons that I articulated earlier, that is the key basis upon which our B2B business was always going to be built. It's the foundation that will enable us to compete in all of our other markets. Now, over time, you'll see us having a lower exposure to Europe. That's hopefully because we're accelerating our growth in the markets where there are high growth opportunities where we are underpenetrated. In particular, that for us, that means Asia, and it means the Americas. And we'll talk a little bit about that and how we're tracking when we get to our performance for FY17 and our early indications of how we're going into FY18. Moving on to slide 13, the important part is that within the existing business that we've acquired, it has two brands, Jack Travel and Total Stay. They'll remain brands within the independent. They'll remain independent brands within the broader Webjet group. I believe I've covered off most of these points in conversation, but I'll spend just a little bit of time on the technology. As I mentioned, Jack has spent significant money in building out their existing technology platform. We believe that in conjunction with the IT platforms that we have an opportunity of streamlining our IT CapEx and OpEx, and that's a project that we will undertake over the course of the next 2 to 3 years. Our existing businesses are not going to be impacted by this decision, as we have achieved significant outperformance in all of our markets in acquiring market share tens and hundreds of times the underlying market growth. And I'll talk about that when we cover off the stellar performance of our Asian business in the 8 months since its launch and the outperformance of our Middle East business in particular over the course of the last 6 months. So our primary focus remains acquiring market share at a rate substantially ahead of the underlying market. Over time, we will simplify and unify our operating platforms to a single platform, but that's not going to be our focus in the short term. It's going to be continue the growth strategy, achieve scale, leverage each other's direct contracts, have the benefit of the network effect of global supply and global demand, being virtuous to our supply partners to demonstrate that we can deliver sales into their properties, enable that to get broader inventory offerings from those same properties, and hopefully eke out a percent or two greater margin. That's our broader ambitions. And to achieve that, on the right-hand side, there's a whole series of things that we can do operationally, and we'll give you more color down the track as we embark on that journey. So to move on to slide 14, as we get to why we're doing all of this, it's an enormous opportunity that's highly fragmented. We've taken a view and that being a global player in a fragmented market is an attractive destination for the broader Webjet Group. And by having a business that is now strong presence in the European market will enable us to compete in the broader B2B market. The market size is enormous, even with this acquisition and consolidation of our TTV position, we're less than 2% of the global market. So the headroom is enormous that sits in front of us. We know where it is, and we're actively targeting it as we speak. Moving on to slide 15, this is our story. Launched the business in 2013 in Dubai. Made an acquisition in 2015 with Sun Hotels, so launched lots of hotels in 2013. Acquired Sun Hotels in 2015. As you can see from the acquisition case from Sun Hotels, we've been able to substantially propel that business under our ownership. In 16, we expanded into the Americas, and our activity and our focus has continued in the B2B marketplace with the agreement that we have with Thomas Cook. We've launched Fit Rooms into the Asian market, and barely on the other side of FY17, we've made the acquisition of Jack. Moving on to slide 16. It demonstrates the impact to the scale of our business and talks about at a TTV level what the B2B business now looks like, and it talks about its impact on our overall TTV numbers for the broader group. Mentioned previously that the Jack business operates on similar margins, TTV margins to WebBeds. You can go through the numbers there. Depending on your version of the accounting treatment for our Thomas Cook, it's either 25% EPS accretive, and that's the basis that we're projecting our assumptions around, or 35% if you believe our auditor's version. It also, for the first time, introduces a net debt position to WebJet, but it's less than 0.5 of our FY EBITDA. Moving on to slide 17, I will focus more on the uses and sources of funds. You can read the information for yourself. New shares are going to be offered at 8.6% discount to the TERP of $10.94. The use of funds will be clearly to make the acquisition of Jack and the transaction costs. And that source of funds will be the entitlement offer that we're discussing today of $164 million, combination of debt and cash, $145 million, and the vendor share placement provides the $338 million. Moving on to slide 18, this is the offer timetable. I will now move to slide 20 and then go back to slide 19. Slide 20 is a FY17 update. All these numbers are unaudited. So as someone who likes simplicity, to produce four sets of numbers in front of me is enormously complicated for a simpleton like myself. The WebJet accounting treatment accounts for two of the columns, and the reason between the continuing operations and our reported is to remind everyone that earlier in the year, we divested our Zuji business, or the Zuji business, and it has a series of financial implications, which are on the left-hand side, and the continuing operations is what would happen if we hadn't have been involved in the Zuji business. So the numbers are there. You'll see that we exceeded our guidance. I don't propose to spend too much. In fact, I won't propose to spend any time other than these are the numbers as they're currently being audited. We overachieved against our guidance number, which we're naturally delighted to say, and we will go through that in a lot more detail when we release our full year results on the 31st of August. If we now go in your deck back to slide 19, this acquisition changes the nature of our business, and I speak about the transformational nature of acquiring Jack. It does because it makes our profile more evenly spread between a B2C and a B2B business. It changes the fact that we're predominantly in startup mode as a B2B business and propels us to the number two position globally. And it provides us with a broader base of earnings and a broader base of sales. And as we now start thinking about our business going forward, albeit off a much higher base now, we start to change our mindset about what success looks like. And for us internally, it's always looked like the metrics that you now see in front of you. For us, it's always been about winning the battle for market share, whether it's in our B2C business or our B2B business. And what we're going to be using as our key metric to advise the market of our underlying performance, clearly not our financial performance, but the underlying health and success of the business, we'll be providing you with bookings growth data going forward and providing you with market data. And we're obviously always been keen to compare ourselves against the market, and that's the basis upon which we will be looking forward as our growth targets. And then clearly we'll go through the same cycle that we do, which is obviously half-yearly results, and then we provide a guidance number at our AGM in November. So our three-year B2C growth target is to grow ahead of the underlying market at least three times, and our three-year B2B annual growth target is to grow the market at least five times, grow faster than the market of at least five times. Moving on to our current trading, we have had a stellar start to the new financial year. Two businesses in particular have followed the almost identical trajectory in Webjet, our B2C brand, and Lots of Hotels. Both businesses have gone through the following business growth profile. Q2 grew faster than group Q1, Q3 grew faster than Q2, Q4 grew faster than Q3, and July is growing faster than Q4, or July did grow faster than Q4. Webjet is up 24% at bookings level, which is ahead of our expectations. We think, depending on how you define the market, that the underlying domestic market is probably growing at around about 2%, and the international market is growing around about 4%. So we're comfortably exceeding even the bookings growth target I spoke about earlier. Online Republic is growing its bookings at 44%. That is in line with our expectations. And we'll go through the Online Republic because it'll be the first time we do a full year result for them when we do our full year results at the end of August. And our B2B business is, sorry, I'll just summarise. So the B2C business for July is up 28% on the previous compare, ahead of our expectations. B2B business is up 77% on the previous compare, ahead of our expectations. So let's go through the individual components. Sun Hotels up 30% in line with our expectations at a bookings level. Lots of Hotels up 83%, substantially ahead of expectations. Thomas Cook in line with expectations, it's up 137%. To put that into perspective, Thomas Cook, prior to us doing the deal with Thomas Cook, was our largest customer. So as we start the transition under the terms of that agreement, that's in line with our expectations for the growth. And we launched the Fit Rooms business in November of 2016. And I'm naturally delighted to report that 8 months later, we're at an annualized TTV run rate of already 80 million, which is a very pleasing performance for that business. Now, when I look at the broader B2B business, and it's important to call this out because the B2C business, the average booking value is in line with expectations. So bookings and TTV are very, very similar. On the B2B, there is a skew that's occurred because our B2B bookings are up 77%, but our TTV was only up 56% for the month. That's partly because the growth you're seeing at Fit Rooms in Asia has lower booking values than our other businesses, our other B2B businesses. And some of the growth that you're seeing in the Lots of Hotels businesses coming out of North America, and that also has a lower average booking value. So for those reasons, I do feel the need to call out the TTV number, otherwise it would be a little bit misleading to suggest 77% of bookings is driving 77% increase in TTV. And the Jack Travel business, performance is expected to continue on its current momentum. The Jack business is similar to our Sun business in that Europeans tend to book further in advance than most of the rest of the world. So we do have a line of sight into their next few months of bookings, and we expect it to continue its momentum as is demonstrated in Appendix A that you can look at your leisure. So with that, we'll move to slide 21. Most people on this call will have heard a presentation that I made last Friday discussing the dispute that we have with Thomas Cook. I'm recapturing most of those key points on this slide. The only additional point I will make is that we have engaged with ASIC in respect to the disagreement with the auditor. And as we always have and will continue to do, we're seeking to resolve this matter to ensure that our FY17 accounts comply with the applicable accounting standards and the Corporations Act. And if anything changes with regards to our treatment of Thomas Cook or the view of our auditor changes, we will inform the market at that juncture. So with that, operator, that completes the presentation. I'm more than happy to take any questions around the acquisition of Jack Travel.